Welcome, Sylvie. And your mum.
Yes. There we are. There were children animals, isn't there? There we go. That's it. Mrs. Hand is playing many roles there. We'll have to fetch her back for the final hymn in due course there. Very good. Well, welcome one and all. Now, we had that lesson from the Bible in Luke's Gospel, that memorable occasion when the Lord was invited to eat the house of a Pharisee. Now, so often when we look in the Bible, different things that the Lord Jesus was doing and teaching, we're being asked, aren't we? Where do you and I fit in the story here? Are we in the right place or the wrong place? Because very often there are people who are getting it completely wrong and other people who seem to be understanding what's needed and are responding in the right way. So we have to ask ourselves, is that me? Am I on that side or on this side? Am I actually seeing what's needed and reacting and responding to it? Or am I on the wrong side of the story here? Am I the one that the Lord Jesus is showing they've got it wrong? Have you got it wrong? So we have to ask ourselves, don't we? We look at ourselves in the light of what's being taught and wonder, where am I in the story the Lord's telling or in the particular piece of action that the Bible is describing to us? So we have seen, haven't we? I think we saw last time, Zacchaeus. Where was Zacchaeus? There were the crowds. They didn't think it impressive at all that the Lord Jesus went to eat with Zacchaeus, a sinner. Of course, the crowds are on the wrong side of it. Zacchaeus, he'd understood the Lord perfectly. Or we looked at Mary and Martha. We saw how Martha, well, she wasn't on the right side of this particular incident. Mary was, because she was sitting and listening to the Lord Jesus, rather than getting worked up and getting annoyed and angry because she was just focused on the meal, rather than on more important matters, heaven, God's word, and listening to the Lord Jesus. So, as we move on, here's a question to start with. What do I need forgiving of? What do I need forgiving of? Ask yourself, do I need forgiving of? Do I need forgiving anything? And by whom do I need forgiving, if I need forgiving? We'll leave our question there. So the Lord Jesus, one day, got an invitation. Right? It's nice to get invitations to things, isn't it? We sometimes get invitations to go to particular places, meet interesting people, whatever it might be. He had an invitation. And the invitation was to go and have a meal. And I imagine it was in rather a fine house, right? Imagining it was rather a fine house. So here we are, a fine house from that part of the world in that era might have looked like this. Might have been like this. So it's a bit of a cutaway here to help us to sort of look inside. And maybe, I'm guessing here really, but in this courtyard area, you had a wealthy-ish family and you had this courtyard, this area where, like a reception room, that if you were having a big meal and were inviting guests, maybe you would set it all up there. And there would be, we've shown some of these foods before, but here they are again. And Mum had a chip meal as well following. All of these good things to eat. And unlike Mary and Martha's house, when the Lord stopped there to eat, which would have been perhaps a very simple place, we were thinking, not very luxurious, very plain, very ordinary. This would be different. And I imagine that Martha was not sort of there in the kitchen, like on her own doing it all. In this particular house, there are probably quite a few people looking after the meal, making sure everything is there on the table, right on time. Well, the house belonged to a man called Simon, a Pharisee. Simon, a Pharisee. Oh, there we are. That's a picture there. I don't know what Simon look like for you. He'll forever look like this now, showing you this picture, won't he? But anyway, there is somebody dressed like a Pharisee. Would have dressed in their fine flowing robes and various things that marked them out. But this is one of the religious leaders. This is somebody who is an expert on the law, how to understand it. Supposed to be an expert. And this was his house. So it's one of these kinds of people. Well, I would imagine that the Lord, having received this invitation, it isn't quite the same house as when he goes to Mary and Martha and Lazarus, their house, where I think the welcome was a little bit more sincerely meant, a little warmer. Because this man, if he's a typical Pharisee, and it comes over very much that he is, well, he wouldn't have a very high regard for the Lord Jesus. Not very high regard. Mary and Martha and Lazarus did. They loved the things that he was doing and was telling, and they realized how important a person he was. Just like Mary, she was sat listening to him. She knew, I've got to listen to this man. I think Simon probably thought, no, this Jesus needs to listen to me. Perhaps he ought to sit at my feet and listen. And so he might have invited him to this meal to put him right on a few things, to give Jesus the benefit of his wisdom, his knowledge about the law. Because he would have heard various things, perhaps seen some of the things he was doing. Might he even say, well, I think you're quite an important person. You're from God. But there are things about what you are teaching that I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with it. So perhaps this meal was meant to be an opportunity for him to help this younger man, this less experienced man. Simon felt he had the wisdom to share, that he could just give a helping hand to this carpenter's son, and just perhaps giving some introductions into Jerusalem to the other Pharisees, and just lend a helping hand, but he might need that. Maybe that was something in his thinking. Anyway, there they are. And they're having their meal. And it hasn't started well, because the custom would be that if you had a distinguished visitor and somebody that you were wanting to make feel welcome, that you would give them water and their feet could be washed. And that you might give them some oil for their hands or even on their hair, and you would welcome them with a greeting, with a kiss. And none of that had happened. That tells us something, doesn't it, really about Simon. He didn't respect the Lord Jesus. I think when he went to Mary and Martha's house, the welcome there and the greeting there would have been really warm. This wasn't. This was a bit arm's length. This was the Pharisee saying, you're just a junior here. I'm not going to lavish on you this wonderful greeting, that you're here to learn from me rather than somebody that I should greet and listen to. It's the other way around. So the Pharisee perhaps thought. Well, the meal did not go to plan by what he reckoned. It wasn't because the meal was running late, as with poor Martha and her anxieties. It was because they had an uninvited guest. Now, you could, these houses of this day, sometimes did happen, when there was a big and important meal, you could join in. You could sort of come in at the back of the room and just be sort of there at the fringe of things like that. Well, this woman arrived. Here we are. Street woman. A picture, if you will. We don't know all about her at all. We don't know if already she had learnt about the Lord, perhaps even met him, heard him speak, heard others speak about him. But she had been deeply, deeply affected. It says she had many sins. The Lord actually says her sins, which are many. And maybe it was that she was a very unclean sort of life. Not a good life at all. Not a very moral woman at all. But she'd learnt something. And she'd learnt that there is mercy and there is compassion in the heart of God, because she had either seen it or heard of it in this Jesus of Nazareth. who was now in the town where she was and where Simon the Pharisee was laying on this meal for him. And so she just could not stay away. She would have known what Simon and his other Pharisee friends would have made of her, the kind of woman that she was, that she would not have been welcomed by them. She knew that the guests that they had, that she would be welcomed by him, because he'd already perhaps experienced mercy and forgiveness of the Lord Jesus. So in she comes, and she's got a special container, alabaster jars, or white mineral, and a very precious, and inside it, fragrant oil. Of course, what she does there is really very special. She breaks it open, and then she starts wiping his feet, anointing his feet. She uses there, because she's weeping, and she uses her hair. Her hair. Well, I don't like to comment, you know. In folk there, hair is often very precious. I don't think most of us would think to use it to wipe somebody's feet with. But she does. He means so, so much to her. So much. Her love and her respect. And she is weeping, not for sorrow. This is her weeping because she knows what this person has done for her. She is just amazed and in a state of wonder that anybody like her could find the mercy of God. And here she is expressing her gratitude and her respect and her love in this very, very strong way that she does it, wiping his feet with her hair. Well, anyway, Simon is not impressed. He's not impressed with her. He's got no time for a woman like this. And here is something. The Lord knew Simon's heart, but Simon didn't. He thought he did, but he didn't. He thought he had it all absolutely sus, that people like this, God doesn't have anything to do with them. Because his religion isn't about needing forgiveness. It's not about, I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. No, it's about doing things to impress God, to make the standard, to reach it. And he rather thought he was doing quite well on it. So here with this woman, and that the Lord Jesus didn't sort of brush her off and tell her, go away, I don't want you anybody near me. This made him think, well, I thought so. I thought so. If he was really a prophet, if he really was from God, he would know what kind of woman that this is, that's here, in bed, touching him. He would know. And he would send her packing like that. He'd have her out the door. We'd have the minders, as it were, get a hold of her, and she'd be yanked out the house, thrown out on the street, go away, don't come back, how dare you come in here? That's what he thought. If he was a prophet, that's what he would do. That's what God would do. He wouldn't have any time for people like this. Horrible lives they've lived and the dirtiness and uncleanness. He didn't know that the Lord Jesus was really a prophet because he knew Simon's heart. He knew this because Simon wasn't saying it. He wasn't just voicing all of this. This is what was going on there. He might have been smiling, but behind in his mind, that's what he was thinking about the Lord Jesus. The Lord knew that. And so he tells Simon a story. And Simon listens very intently to this story, not realizing that this story has got a sting in the tail and it's going to catch him out. So, the story runs like this, doesn't it? This man, he's got two people who are in debt to him. One owes 500 denarii, the money of that age. The other owes 50 denarii. And this creditor, this man who is owed all this money, forgives them both freely. Forgives both of these people who are in debt. Your 500, well, we'll wipe that debt off. You owe me 50, well, we'll wipe that debt off. And so there's the question now that's asked. So which of them would love him more? Who of those two people, one who's been forgiven debt of 500, or the one with a debt of 50, which of those would actually love this creditor, to whom they owe money, but who now have been forgiving them, cleared their debts, which of the two people would love him more? Simon, it's not too difficult a question, is it? In one sense, well, it's the one who owed them more, the one who owed 500. The Lord agrees, you've answered rightly. Simon, you've answered rightly. But of course, this was now it. Simon had opened his mouth, given the answer, and the lesson is coming straight back at him. And so he explains to Simon, when he came into the house, there was no greeting, there was no water for his feet, there was no oil on his head or anything like that to anoint him and to show that you're a special revered guest. But this woman has. She has done all of that because her sins, though they were many, they've been forgiven, and she has loved much. Of course, the implication is, Simon, you don't think you need forgiving, so you don't see any value in me, so you did none of those things. You didn't give me a warm greeting. You didn't respect me, love me, honour me, because you don't really see any need of me. And so the woman, her faith, go in peace, her sins are forgiven her. See, Simon didn't know God forgives sinners. God forgives sinners. He didn't think that that was something that God did. God only respects people who are doing everything by the book, according to the law. The idea of forgiving sinners, well, that's an impossibility. People like this woman cannot be forgiven. It's impossible. They've done too much. They're finished. They're out. They could never reach to the standards that are expected. He didn't know that. Forgive sinners. When they see their sinners, when they turn from their sin, oh, how he forgives them. And they know they've been forgiven. And the reaction when they've been forgiven is that they're so grateful. And they're so happy about this. And they're just so overwhelmed with the love of God, seen here in Jesus Christ, that they'll do exactly this kind of thing. Use their hair there to wipe it. They're just amazed that they who are no hopers, who had seemingly nothing, not a chance of anything in the sight of God, have received forgiveness. It fills their souls. So he didn't know God forgives sinners. He didn't know he was a sinner, did he? He didn't think that he owed God awful much. But say he had a 500 denarii worth of debt there that needed clearing. And so he didn't feel much towards the Lord Jesus because he didn't really think he needed him. Certainly he didn't need forgiving his sins because he didn't really feel he had awful many sins that needed forgiving. And so the lesson to him was, Simon, you don't respect me because you don't see the need of me. You don't see the value of me. You don't see a need of forgiveness. So here are the things, aren't there, to take away this morning. What do we need forgiving of? Well, we need forgiving of our sin. God forgives sinners. He does. He forgives them. And the Lord, when he said about this, your sins are forgiven, was talking in the light of the cross. He knew that on the cross, he was going to do all that was necessary to make true and absolute what he was saying to the woman beforehand. He knew that. He knew that when he died on the cross, he would die for the sin of his people, for sinners. And so even before he had got there, he could take the value, the merit of what he was going to achieve there, speak to this woman now in the knowledge that this is certainly going to happen and you will be forgiven your sin. And here it is. Well, that's the message, isn't it? You are a sinner. This woman knew that. He didn't know that. We're sinners. We fall short of the glory of God. What do I need forgiving of? Oh, foolishness. Believing God's word. Praying. Having no faith in God. Not really seeing much value in Jesus Christ. Oh, that's, if you will, that was Simon's thing, wasn't it, there? Didn't think he needed forgiving. Didn't need anybody to come for him and to die for him. Ah, we're sinners. We need somebody to die for us. In fact, we need not anybody to die for us. We need the Son of God to die for us. And he did. So that we can be forgiven. If we acknowledge, as this woman had done, that we're sinners. You didn't have to live a life that she had lived. All of the things that she had done. You don't have to go that far. All of us are proud when we look down on people, when we think of evil things, plot horrible things against people, or stir with vengeance or some anger in that way. We say something belittling, dismissive of people. That needs forgiving. That needs a Savior. That needs Christ. That needs this special, special person. And this woman came into that house full of people who were going, what are you doing here? What's she doing in this place? Well, she didn't have any thought of that. One person. That was the only person that was important. And she went straight to him and showed her gratitude and her love and her respect for him. What he had done in her life, the change that he had brought to her. She was in a totally different place. Simon still stuck. We finish, as so often with these different stories and events, we're left wondering, what happened to him? What happened to him? How did he finish this? Did he actually cotton on to it? Or did he just stay like that? So I leave that with you. Where are you in this? See the value of the Lord Jesus. Or like Simon the Pharisee. Not that important. I don't need this. I've not got much that needs forgiving. I leave you with those thoughts. Let's sing our final hymn from the band, our organist, who I will just go off stage. But it will be 489 with your anchor hold.